Yo, welcome to another episode of Fuck Your Feelings. I'm your host, Brunson. Got the entire crew on the line today. The boy King Keys, what's up?
What up, though?
Smitty, how you doing, sir?
What up, what up, what up?
The boy Maverick.
What up, though?
AKA Derek. Tiffany. Tiffany, how you doing? Long time no see.
I'm here now.
Lake.
That. What's going on, y'all? I'm here.
And then Mr. K, how you doing, bro?
What's going on?
All right. Good to hear from y'all of y'all. So we're going to get into this shit real quick. Now, in regards to this topic, me and Smitty was bouncing around topics again. Know how we do. And we came up with breaking the bro code. Like, is it time to divulge the secrets to everybody out there about the bro code? And, you know, just we want to discuss what men talk about when they're alone, you know, how toxic men may be when they had a conversation. So I'm going to start off with, let's see, let's go ahead and pick it up. This nigga got the heaven background. This nigga has rest in heaven. I can't stand ignorant black people.
You got that Eazy-E look in the sky.
Well, he got that.
You at the crossroads.
Crossroads.
Photoshop, and I'm going to miss everybody. All right. With the bro code, we're going to start off with Math. Maverick. Tell me about the bro code, sir.
Bro code can be a lot of things on what area you're talking about. Some examples could be not fucking your homeboy's ex, not telling your homeboy's current chick some of the dirt that, you know what I'm saying, y'all do or have done or whatever, things of that nature.
So what is some of the repercussions of breaking the bro code? Like, say if you had a homeboy that, you know, dick down your ex, you know, what has to happen when bro code has been, you know, infringed upon?
Before you answer, can we say, like, what if you knew your boy fucked the girl that your best friend is with, though? Like, do you tell him? Like, what's the rules?
You trying to call out names here? You corrupt.
This ain't best man's.
Yeah, I thought back to college. I was thinking back, like, Smitty got
I'm thinking it's bro code. Shouldn't you know the answer?
I know the answer. I'm trying to get the people on the show to, like, talk about it.
I mean,
we're going to be frying fish.
My answer to your question of as far as, like, what would I – in my younger years, I probably would have been scrapping. But now I got a lot to lose, and I'm more mature now, and it ain't worth it. So if you know what I'm saying, whether you fuck my current or you fuck my ex or whatever, like, yeah, okay. Like, you just got to move on. I'm not going to jail over that shit.
Nope. Anal rape is real.
Yeah, very real.
Not happening. But okay, so Smitty, what about you? You know, in regards to the bro code, like, when you talk to, I mean, I know how toxic, because we spent 15 minutes the other day coming up with show names, and Jesus Christ, bro, I had to worry about you.
Well, I'm just gonna say this, right? Like, so the bro code is what men really talk about, right? Like, okay, we talk about pussy all the time. Like, it's always about girls.
No, it's not. I talk about stocks and my
life. I talk about Jesus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Aww, you know what? Let me tell you something. You know what, Phil? That right there.
Jesus saves.
Listen. We got Keenan in the heavens, and he looking down on you like,
but Plan B kills.
Plan B Keenan. He looked down right at you.
We got Plan B Keenan looking down from the heavens.
Hey, I wish y'all could see this. I mean, we gonna post the video, because this, if Jesus was a 7 mile nigga, this is what this looked like.
but we do talk about some serious shit, but there are some rules around, like, conversations that we just don't divulge, right? Like, if Phil wife come and ask me something about his past, I'm like, you need to ask him, right? Like, I'm just gonna be straight up with her. Like, I'm not gonna tell his wife or whoever anything about his background or who he dated or what his problems were. Like, that's not for me to tell. Like, that's a part of the bro code. You don't, once you break that bro code, you fucked up. Like, you don't DM a nigga's wife on a media site without, you know, if I don't care how cool y'all are, like, you shouldn't be DMing somebody's wife on a social media site, like, or direct messaging or any of that stuff. Like, you should talk to your boy first. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care how cool you and somebody's wife is. Once they become your boy's wife, that's the that's your cutoff, right? You can't be signing your boy's wife DM regardless of what the conversation is.
I mean, I think we talked about that a couple episodes ago. Where, like, it was a bro code when it came to, you know, just certain things you wouldn't do, like fucking your homeboy mom. It's just certain
or
things.
Or grandma.
Or grandma. It's just certain things you don't do. So, I mean, I already talked to you, WAP. I mean, math. So let's go with Mr. K. And then we're going to go into the ladies because we got to ask them about their situation, bro code. So, Mr. K, what's your thoughts?
I feel like bro code is just like stuff you don't discuss in front of certain people, things you don't talk about. And if you have a friend that's with somebody that you know that's been with somebody else that you know, you kind of had that discussion with them. You don't divulge that in front of somebody else that don't know them. The secrets and the things that you know, you kind of just don't expose that. It's against the bro code. You're supposed to be bros. You're supposed to be homies.
Is bro code universal? Like, so do it transcend, like, no matter what? Like, so if a nigga doing something that violates the bro code, right? Like, do you do
it's bad, right? This is why we can't do this. No, his name Phil for the rest of the show. His name is Phil.
Fucking Derek for the rest of the fucking show.
That's why you going back to Derek.
I was just setting the mood. I can't set the mood.
Derek and 7 Mile Jesus.
My thing is, is bro code universal, right? Like, so even though we may not be homeboys, do I not divulge shit I know about you regardless of?
Well, see, that I think that goes back to our Dirty Mackin topic. If you commented on some shit that you know, and we should be rules to this shit, right? Like, you know, you keep that in between. That's offline. We don't do that. That's, you know.
So regards to that. Smitty, I think it's sucker shit. You know how niggas back in the day go try to talk to your girl and be like, oh, I won't even talk to him or that and that. Like, you know, don't spit no game on, don't spit bad game on somebody. Like, if you can't get her with your mouthpiece alone, you don't go spit, you know, any negative energy on another man. I don't care if he came at me. I'm not going to go to no female and be like, oh, so-and-so. That's whack shit. If I got an issue with him, then I take it to him. But, you know, a lot of niggas, and you know who I'm talking about, Micah. I put a name out there. Man. Sucker shit. You know what I'm
calling
saying?
Calling out names.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this, right? Let me ask you this, though. What if your girl, what if your friend that's a female is dating a nigga you know ain't worth shit? Do you divulge it or do you keep it a secret?
You keep that shit a secret. That ain't your
place. Yeah, man. Like,
That is a lie.
Smitty,
I know somebody right now.
Smitty didn't say your homegirl dating your homeboy. He said your homegirl dating a nigga that you know ain't shit. That nigga may not be your bro.
So?
So I think that's the conversation. Who are bros? So is it just a man thing, or is
that's what I'm? Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Is bros just all males, or is it like your close friend?
Well, no, I'm going with all males. A code within the line of males that we shouldn't go outside of. I mean, of course, your friend. I mean, that's just friend rules that on top of bro code. Like, you shouldn't be divulging.
Do friend rule overrule bro code though?
In certain instances, yeah, probably.
Does bro code overrule family? So what if that's your sister dating a dirtbag?
Yeah,
the dirtbag ain't
that's
your bro.
Different.
That's different.
That's different. The dirtbag is your bro though.
I wouldn't even. I would tell my man's like, you not fucking with her, bro. I know about you. I'm not going to sit here and be in the middle of that. So,
right.
Like, listen, bro, if you want to do this, I'm telling her and you deal with it. And then, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all are adults. You do what you do. That's on you.
See, I think it makes the difference on what type of guy it is, you know, because like my brother is like the broest of the bro. And he specifically won't tell his homeboy shit. You know, it just recently happened. He figured that if the shit got out of hand and he had to step in, he would, but he felt like his friend should have been man enough to be honest enough, and he ended up getting around to it. You know what I mean? The truth. But my brother honestly felt like that was between him and I. Mm-hmm. I felt something kind of different because I thought that my brother should have put me up on game way before, you know, the situation came out. But his point was, I didn't want my sister fucking around with my friend in the first place. Right. So I made that known. Y'all had made a decision. So as long as he ain't hitting you or disrespecting you in like a demeaning way, I'm out of it.
I'm out of it.
And that's what he did. And I can't do nothing. I mean, now at 41, I can't do shit but respect that. You know what I mean? If we were younger, though, it would have been hell to pay for everybody. You know, I probably wouldn't have been able to understand it in the same way.
So that's a good transition. So let me ask y'all, as the ladies on the show, is there a woman code? And is there a repercussions for breaking a woman code? Like, do you guys abide by that? You know, we're going to keep it in-house. We're not going to tell the man or anything. You know, it's between sisters. Is there such thing as a woman code? So, oh yeah, Tiffany.
For me, based on the definition you gave for man code, so it goes, it blankets all men. I don't have a code like that for all women. I have a code with my friends. You know, like if my friend is out here doing something that she might not want everybody to know, it's not my business to tell it. But some random girl who I have no knowledge of or who is just some random, why do I need to have a loyalty to her just because she's a woman? So if I'm talking to my guy friends about said woman and he asks my opinion or he asks any other type of question, sure, I'm going to tell him. I'm going to give him what he needs to know. I mean, I don't have an issue. I don't subscribe to the whole guy code, girl code thing. I got a friend code.
Okay. Lake, what about you?
I'm kind of with Tiffany on that. You know, most females don't have codes, period. You know what I mean? Because a bitch will talk you down to the dirt if she got an interest in a man. You know, she would tell all your business. It takes a long time to actually be friends with somebody where you find that kind of loyalty, which I found, which as you notice, like women, as we get older, we hang around less and less women, you know, mm-hmm. Even when you probably in high school, you found like the coolest females hung around mostly dudes because you guys tend to be more loyal to her. Now, what I find is kind of funny to me because the bro code thing is a joke, you know, because I've had 5 male friends, you know, and they've all told me something about each one of them behind closed doors, because to me, most men talk more than bitches, you know, in all actuality. And
that's a fact.
It's hilarious to me because you guys' definition of bro code is just like people code. You know, I mean, you could disagree with it or not, you know, but I know the truth. Outside of that,
some whack ass niggas you fucking with.
Yeah. Okay. Let me get you drinking and smoking this shit and have you and your feelings. As soon as you drop that first tear, you're going to be running your fucking mouth. It's like,
nah.
Get all emotional and shit.
Can't be that easy.
No, it takes some time. You know, they got to trust the person. But I do find that men stir up more shit than females. I rode in a motorcycle club for 15 years where the population was mostly guys. And like the shit that you guys were saying, like DMing motherfuckers' wives, pulling bitches to the back. I seen niggas do that years after years after years. The one difference between guys and girls, what I notice is when the bro code is broken, y'all more easier to forgive than bitches are. You know what I mean? Y'all be friends after somebody done truly hurt your feelings and did you wrong.
Bros over hoes.
And I believe that bros over hoes thing. Females ain't that forgiving when it come down to
nigga dead
once
to me.
Once you show me well. Something,
she don't know me very well. You.
Yeah, like, but I mean, listen, we all have different crews and people we run with and friends. But yeah, no, I mean, once you reach an unbreakable level, then yeah, it's fuck you.
I'm gonna have to agree with Lake on that though. Like, I think there's even lines when you cross a line, you a habitual line stepper. Niggas still forgive though. Like, it
depends on what it is though.
We can say this in hypothetical terms. We can say all this stuff, but I know there's times where people have crossed the line and you be mad, and then we kind of just like squash it. Like, let's just squash it, nigga. Like,
did I squash it?
Huh?
Did I squash it?
This nigga never let anything go.
That was like, yeah, exactly.
this nigga never let anything go. But
I smacked that nigga on sight.
But I'm just saying that I think I have to agree with Lake though. Dudes do squash it quicker than females. Like, females will hold that shit over here. Like, hey, back in 1962, she talked to my ex-boyfriend and behind my back. I ain't talking that bitch. That bitch ain't no good. That bitch is successful. She do all kinds of stuff. She ain't did nothing wrong since then.
She philanthropic. Get into the community. Pass turkeys
every Thanksgiving.
You like, I ain't fucking with her. But she offered you a million dollars. I ain't fucking with her. I don't want no money from her bitch ass.
women, you going too far.
For decades, nigga.
I mean, that's why Phil may be a woman because he held it for decades. But I'm just
damn.
We gotta get the gunshot shit,
dog. Damn. I mean, that was like the 19th shot. He just didn't
sorry. You. Listen,
in like
listen,
20 minutes.
Listen, I gotta. I'm testing out my jokes for the wedding.
Just
my jokes out.
Well, you need a rewrite.
I want to say that I agree with Nate. I don't think that like bro code really exists with me. Like as the girl who always had like a lot of guy friends who were always like I was always privy to those like behind closed doors conversations. She's right. Like niggas talk like females or how men assume females talk. Like, if a girl is feeling a guy, she ain't gonna say nothing. She not gonna discuss it amongst a whole lot of people. Dudes run off at the mouth.
Run off.
Their business.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so, I've just seen it happen. Men do a lot of snake stuff and don't let them like a girl.
Tell it, sis.
What a friend might be interested in. They run off at the mouth.
Mm-hmm. She's pretty. I mean, she fair game until he snag her.
Me and Kenan must be an anomaly.
Because I feel like it's a, you know what? Let's not say broke. Let's say it's a respect. You know what I'm saying? Like, if a female says she has a guy that's a nigga, I'm not going to. If a female says she has a man, period, when I'm single, that's it. I'm okay. Because I feel like it's disrespect to that nigga. Nigga, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? And disrespect to her if she say she got a dude. You know what I'm saying? To jump in somebody DMs a goal, you know, be on some snake shit. I don't know, man. I feel like you got to take a look at yourself and see, is that the type of motherfucker you want to be?
Nope.
I think y'all teetering on the lines of bro code and y'all don't really want to tell the world like real bro codes or let me and Tiffany know game. Like, we be wanting to know, like, how you be pulling off that side piece shit and having double relationships and taking care of two houses and nobody say shit at Christmas.
I don't know nothing about that. I don't know nothing about that, dog. I want to answer that question. We need to answer that question.
I mean, maybe you guys don't
know.
Let's
go ahead and answer your bro code questions. What do you want to know?
Yeah.
Let's answer them. Let's go. You got four roles on here. Let's answer them.
Okay, so gentlemen, when you are, and I feel bad, and this is not specific to any man on this show because I don't know these men that well, so I want to say that. But when men are married or in a serious relationship and they're able to introduce a side piece to their friends, have her around, go out to dinner, how is it possible that no one says anything to the female about his other life?
Why? No,
I got it.
Why
would you?
I mean, sometimes you don't know.
But why would you?
I got it. Look,
like I mean, there's no point in doing that.
So and that type of shit, right? If I'm a good friend, which I am, if I saw this nigga Courtney, Maverick, you know, doing some side shit, I'm not gonna go tell the woman. That's not my place. But I will tell them, like, bro,
it ain't worth.
You got a good thing, like dog. You know, you got kids. I try and tell him the consequences and the end result, you know, but at the end of the day, it's up to him and her, you know. So if she ever come to me, I'll say, hey, I knew this nigga Courtney since I was fucking in ninth grade. You know what I'm saying? I tried to talk to him and, you know, give him the best advice I could, which was to do the right thing. But at that point, he grown.
That's all you can do.
And that's the real, like, I'm not going to say broco, just like what you should do. I'm like, I'm not going to go running. You know what I'm saying?
To his woman and be like, guess what I seen him do? This nigga was
like. I will tell him, like, hey, when old girl gone, like, bro, you
out here. You wilding.
Yeah.
You throw some shit away.
So does that change if you know the wife, if you're friends with the wife as well?
Nope. Not for me.
Nah. You know what? That's so hard. That's so hard. I would, because I'm actually in that with two friends, and it's just like I hear shit about this nigga, and I'm like, I can't say anything.
See, my thing is
I hope you friends with multiple couples.
Let me tell you something. Any one of y'all niggas got a side, I'm telling.
And so we're putting Smitty on me. All right, Smitty, you can leave your mic. Good job, you know.
We're going to have these meetups and Smitty will not be invited. He's going to be like, well, I ain't come. Like, oh, man.
You definitely.
I don't know what Kieran got to say. He been quiet.
Yeah.
He been quiet, though. Mr. K,
what you got to say?
He going to tell on us.
No.
Have a Zoom meeting. He wouldn't tell.
I would do just like Keenan said. I would speak to the guy, but I'm not going to speak to the woman because I don't want to be in all that in the middle. Yep. It's if I'm cool with my bro, and if I'm really cool with him, I'm gonna pull him to the side and say, "Yo, man, don't bring that mess up and don't
put me in it, right?
Right, and you're gonna put me in the middle of it, and then I don't want to be in the middle of all that.
I'm gonna tell
you, I got my own things I gotta worry about.
So I'll tell you, if he did bring his girlfriend to a function like we all together, and he didn't bring his wife, we all gonna be talking like, what, did he not bring his wife? Like,
that's just stupid. For first off, I mean, I'm not even sure why you out in public like that anyway.
Did you bring your wife? Like, that's where men fuck up. Like, if they're gonna cheat, she needs to be in the house, not even at a hotel. You go to her house, and that's still a damn risk. You know, like when I think about cheating, I think about all the risks. It's not worth it. You damn sure ain't gonna
a moment of lust for your life. That shit ain't worth it.
Yeah, cause you got a risk of her friend. Let me tell you. Back in the day, quick story. I was with it was my wife before we were married, and I was fucking with someone else. It's one shit, and somehow one friend of the other chick was friends with another friend who was friends with another friend of my lady. Dog. They wouldn't know when she was over there. She would ride by and be like, oh, I seen an Impala. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just too many eyes out there. And plus, when you cheat, it really fuck up a relationship. Like, when you ready to get the shit going and you done with the bullshit, then they still stuck on that shit. They still not having no trust in you. And trust is, like, number one in a relationship.
Who the fuck you go to the show with last night?
You got to hear all that shit. You try to eat your damn chicken. Like, fuck.
We need a different panel. Cause I want to talk to the cheating niggas, the other million niggas in the world.
Yeah, I mean you ain't got
nothing. Okay, so here's the thing.
Right. But what,
so late. What question do you have? Cause I don't cheat now, but I have in the past. So do you want to know what my mindset was then, or do you want what's your question?
Well, I kind of asked it. It just amazes me how people can live double lives and nobody say anything. But I got another question. Okay, say the female hit on you, because I think this may be different between women and men. Mm-hmm. Say your homeboy's girl hit on you. What are you going to say? Are you going to tell him, or are you going to sweep it under the rug?
That's my bro.
I'm
telling.
Immediately.
Because yeah. She can't be in the crew. She cannot be in the crew.
No.
And she may lie and tell him some bullshit before I get a chance to tell him. So you got to tell him.
I may sweep it under the rug. Not with my bros. Not with my bros.
Whether
it's a wife or a girlfriend, I'm snitching it out.
I got to tell you.
I'll give you, it depends, but I may sweep it under the rug, though. It depends on the advance, right? Like, for me, if she did it like she was drunk at a party and hit on me once, I wouldn't say shit.
Nah, fuck that. Sober.
That shit mind is deep in her head.
But wait.
Nah, I better know.
If she did it again, I have to let him know.
Nah, I'm doing that shit.
I wouldn't break up their relationship over some bullshit.
Hey, that ain't bullshit. Black. You remember Rosewood? It was a nigga. It is always coming out. You are fuck that. Tell that shit right away. You ain't gonna get no side story.
So y'all at the club. She touched your dick once. You let it slide. You only tell she touched your dick the second time.
Like, now that one felt good.
Wait. Let me ask a follow up. Is it a brush, or is it a flat out grope and grab?
No woman makes a mistake and touches your dick.
Maybe.
Ever. That's a lie. I make that mistake all the time.
Yeah, I would say
I accidentally touch dicks forever.
On purpose. I accidentally touch dicks on purpose. Yeah, that's what you're saying. Yeah. Yeah, you accidentally did it on purpose. No.
Okay, so Tiff, would you say something if the roles was reversed?
If my friend's husband made a pass at me? Is that your question?
Husband, long-time relationship?
No.
And that's why guys talk like bitches. This was my case study right there, because I'm with Tiffany. I ain't saying shit. I don't want, it's gonna be my fault at the end of the day. I don't want no parts of it.
Before I do anything, I won't
Listen, but that tells me if I tell you and you catch away or catch your feelings for it, that means I need to start falling back.
Because y'all some dirt bags.
Yeah, y'all got something going on that bag. I don't need to be a part of it.
They ain't got nothing to do with us talking like bitches. Y'all some dirt bags. If this is my bro,
because you
know, if your friend or you a hoe.
I've been friends with these guys for decades.
You just trying to steal my man. You just trying to steal my man.
There's no way. Because now, okay, so I paint the picture. Smitty brings somebody to the wedding next. Bring somebody to the wedding. And he like, yeah, I'm really feeling her, yada, yada. Like, we talking about getting married, having kids, all this other stuff. And she make a pass at me. I know forever that she disloyal. And I'm just going to sit back and watch my boy. I don't know her. Fuck her. I ain't got no loyalty to her. My loyalty is to Smitty. I got to sit here and watch him build a life with somebody that I know is a dirtbag?
Nah.
Right.
Nah, like I'm not doing that with... I don't care what you call
okay,
him. I ain't doing
but
that
but that's a new person. But now say that Smitty got married and they have kids. And it's the holidays and... she helping you wash the dishes or whatever, and then she touch your dick.
I'm pulling Smitty to the side and be like, "Hey, yo, who
yeah,
your
like
your
that
wife is
shit don't change?
Nah,
y'all gonna fuck up the whole holiday.
Hey, we can rebuild. It's That's, so many women out. You can rebuild. Listen, Smitty will find
holidays
you another
are,
one, yo.
Holidays are made by shrimp. Hallmark anyway.
Especially if you're a good nigga.
So
here's the struggle in that for a woman. As a woman, I gotta figure: is she gonna believe me or is she gonna believe him? What is he going to say to her to potentially
call his ass out in public, right in front of his ass?
But listen.
But then if you don't say anything, right in front of him. If you don't say anything, then you risk that man going and saying, you know, your girl tried to talk to me. You know what I'm saying? And then it's looking at
he
you
ain't
bad.
Gonna he ain't gonna say shit. He ain't gonna say shit. Especially depending on her reaction, he gonna forever be on eggshells because he don't know when she gonna say nothing. Please believe it. He ain't gonna say shit.
Well, listen, if you tell your girl and she blow up at you, that means that you need to reevaluate their friendship because she didn't respect your word enough to take it for what it is. I mean, if it causes the friendship to ruin, it causes your friendship to ruin, but I ain't about to ruin my integrity for that bullshit. And then I got to be putting a line to something. If something go down the road and they come running to you and telling you, oh, guess what? Courtney did this. Brunson did this. Nah, fuck that. We not gonna have that. So I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna pull you to the side and be like, "Hey, you handle your situation.
You do, how
and then
you do.
You do what you do. You take that information. I relay information. You use it how you use. But you know,
what questions you got?
Me about bro code?
She just said, "Ain't no bro code. She already know all this shit."
Yeah, I don't really have any questions because I don't really feed into the concept that like bro code is real. Because I've seen niggas like in the privacy of their own home or outside of the world. Run off at the mouth.
Mm-hmm. I think it's real. It's just not everybody upholds it. Because obviously it's niggas that are trying to talk to their homeboys, lady or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's not always followed.
I'm just going to tell you, one of the solid bro codes for me is I'm never going to, like, back to the statement. If Phil, and Maverick, Brunson, Keenan, Mr. K was found out they were cheating on their spouse, I'm not going to say nothing to their spouse. I'm going to tell you that 100%, though. I'm not going to say.
Now, well, I got one.
Giggles. Y'all all were friends. Y'all all met in college, but y'all also met a girl. So it was a girl running in y'all group.
It was. Okay. Yeah.
So Courtney marries the girl. Brunson marries the girl. Who are you? Who's your allegiance to at that point?
Shit.
That happened to us already.
It did.
Yeah, we can't say
whoever's
shit at
in
that
the
point.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it did. It happened.
I mean, well, whoever's in the right, but
so I'll tell you this, right? I'll tell you this. Like, this shit happened, and my loyalty was still to my boy, though. Like, like once you become his piece, like,
I fall back. We lose. Gotta fall
I don't
back.
Have any rules. I don't have anything to say to you at that point because now you become a part of him. Like, I can't.
Okay, so you're proving why women keep their mouth closed. Because we understand that when we get to talking or saying something, we're going to end up being put in that position where somebody's going to push us to the side. Just like you said, you're going to push her to the side for the dude. That's how our female friends will do the exact same thing. They will push us to the side for the dude, especially if things are happy. It happens all the time.
In his situation that he's talking about, because I'm familiar with, he was in the wrong. So whether he picked his bro or not, the bro was in the right. It was like clearly evident. So it was like, all right, well.
But I mean, I just think that
I'm saying overall, and I think that what Smitty ended up saying is that he would still choose.
Right, he would still choose the guy. Right, yeah.
Wrong, he would still choose the side of the guy, which to me seems like a shitty friend to the girl. But see,
I think once that friendship, once a person in the friends click, they start dating, and they become one as a household, like let's just say married, they become a one situation, then my friendship with that woman gonna start falling back. I'm gonna start falling back off that friendship in that relationship between that and the guy because that's his woman now, and I'm gonna limit my contact as to how I'm talking to her as his woman.
You can't have the same relationship going with him. You can't have the same relationship. You can't.
That's a deep rabbit hole. How deep you want to go?
You can't have the same relationship.
That's like, a deep rabbit hole.
Yeah, but I'm there now, so I'm curious. I'm genuinely curious as to why you can't now have that same relationship.
Because let's put it like this, right? Our relationship with Lake, right, and you, right? Like if we talk about pussy, we talk about a shit, right? And then one of the fellas start to do. I can't have that same conversation with Lake.
Yeah.
I can't be talking about her pussy. I can't be throwing jokes about her pussy. That'll offend that nigga so hard. Like,
so when we get married, you gonna kick me off the show? Nigga,
like we supposed to be boys. You talking about girls' pussy?
But see, we're gonna be friends with you, like, not to who your side person is. But like, if you got married to one of the people on the show, being that everybody married, that probably wouldn't happen. But
Smitty
you...
ain't married. Oh, I just asked him, when we get married, is he gonna put me off the show?
No, but I mean, I'm gonna start talking. I mean,
oh yeah, absolutely.
What the fuck?
He said you cut.
Hell no. I'm not working. I don't work with my wife. I don't work with my spouse. Hell no.
I'm a person. We're just going to mute your mic. Your mic going to just be mute all the time.
He said you're funny as hell, but we got to replace you.
Yeah. Love the personality, but like, yeah. But see, if you marry, then what's going to happen, Lake, is I'm going to start running all my questions in the conversation. I'm going to be like, oh, Smitty, how Lake doing? That's how that's going to go. I probably would never, not that I'll never talk to you again. It would be cool when I see you in person, but.
I'll tell you this. Let me put it like this, right? I have Brunson's wife's phone number, right? The only time I text her is on her birthday and Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, happy birthday. If you look at our text history, that's exactly what it says. That's it. Like, I don't say that. If I ask, like, whenever I ask, like, how his wife doing, I'm like, how your wife doing? Exactly. Like, I always ask. Like, I don't never like, text, like, how you doing? How
the
you
only been? Way like, I would contact Kyra is if it was an emergency.
Right.
You had that number just in case, but other than that, it's the buffer out of respect.
Yeah.
I don't even have Kyra number.
So
you got my number. It's all that matters.
And I actually have, are we done with this topic? Because I had one.
All right. Well, thank y'all, everybody, for y'all opinion. Let's go ahead into the next topic. All right. So this one came to me via a fan of the show. They had a question and they wanted to know, are women over 30 who have never been married, and what does that even mean, right? Like, they were just talking about, you know, they've known several women that were over the age of 30, regardless how successful they are or, you know, their what's going on in their life, they just haven't been married, and they seem to be bitter and angry about the men. So I wanted to dive into that question and ask, is that even a thing? Like, is women broken? Are women just over 30 more successful, ain't got time for the bullshit? I want to know some thoughts. So I'm going to start off with Lake. Like, what is your thoughts?
You gonna let the elder go first because I'm over 40 and never been married. I'm broke as fuck. Okay. I'm broke. Well, I think a lot of African-American women are just broken in terms of not being raised in a household where they were able to see a marital relationship. You know, what I find is a lot of women that I know that grew up where their mom and dads were married, they tend to find husbands. You know, those of us who were brought up in a single family home, we kind of are self-sufficient for a really, really long time until we realize that we really could have used some help, or we don't base our decisions on a long-term relationship, you know, and I can speak for myself, you know. I waited until 32 to have a child, and then when I did, it was by somebody who ended up being incarcerated for 15 to 30 years, you know. I knew he lacked potential when we were fucking, but I wasn't looking so much into my future that it made me not be horny enough to lay down with him and i.e. get pregnant, you know. I think internally there's a problem. There was something wrong with me to even think that there was a future based on the situation that we had. But you still want to be loved. You still, I just told somebody today, a guy, because I realized like the guys in their 40s or people who've already been married, they either have children and they're already graduating or they don't want to be married again. Because a lot of my friends that were married, they got married early. So now that they're in their 40s, they like, fuck that, it's party time. You know, he like, fuck that, I don't love these hoes, you know? And I'm like, well, me personally, I miss dates and movie nights and conversations and being held and being able to be myself with somebody. His outlook was, you know, and this is guy versus girl. He like, shit, I could do that with anybody. And I'm like, well, I can't, you know? And I spent so much time younger being the cool chick with all the guy friends that I pretended like I didn't have a heart. You know, I'm tough, like you can hurt me and I'm gonna bounce up. You know, my motorcycle club even called me chaotic because they knew I was gonna pop off at any given time. I gives two fucks. But the reality is I wasted so much time giving, not pretending not to give two fucks when I really did. Now I know now that that was a broken way of living. And I want to be with someone. And I know I'm healing and it took a long time to get to this point. It took this age to get to this point and be in my situation to say I'm finally healing. And now I can be unapologetic for my feelings. I want all that. I want to cohabitate with somebody and get married, but it's just like fucked up now because the pickings is slim. So my advice to hoes, like, stop wasting time. Get them while you're young, you know. Get them while you're young. Stop being stupid. Stop popping that pussy wherever you can and stop being a cheater like Smitty's homeboy's wife, you know, and keep what you got. Because once you do get to this other side, it's kind of hard. It does get difficult.
What are some of the difficulties that you have experienced in trying to find somebody at the...
My number one difficulty is that I have an 8-year-old going on 9. Mm-hmm. So any man that I want to date, like, they're probably going on 50. You know, that's what I'm attracted to. And they be looking at me like, shit, he the same age as my grandson or all my kids are out the house. I don't want to go back and be a daddy again. Like, I raised my kids. I've done that already. And raising kids is hard. I know for sure I don't want to do the shit again, you know, once I push mine on out. So I understand. But that's probably one of the biggest struggles. And so I'm responsible enough to be mom. So going out and hanging out and dancing and drinking and all that is not my priority. King is my priority. So I'm not even in a lot of situations where I'm actually able to meet a prospective guy. And I refuse to do internet. Internet scares the fuck out of me. And I'm a pretty scary person, but I can't internet date. Not at all.
Yes,
and
can.
Then I got niggas like Seven Mile Jesus calling me grandma and shit. No, I can't. No, I can't.
Yes, you can.
I can come to your wedding and you introduce me to somebody. And my invitation got lost in the mail, so we'll talk about that off air.
Late.
I didn't get one.
What I will say, like, about internet dating, you don't have to do it, but just take a look. You know, if you ever get a...
Why you sound like you're trying to convince her to do something nasty?
That nigga is definitely about to get you to sell your soul.
You know, the camera, all you got to do is...
you didn't already start down the road, bro. Might as well finish.
I met my lady on Black Peep, and like, I just went on there.
Ray, man, it is what it is.
Wait, no. That's not funny. When you said Black P, I thought you were about to say
Black Planet.
Oh,
I definitely thought you were about to say Black Planet.
Definitely thought he was gonna say Black Planet.
But
this nigga had Drew Hill playing on his page.
You don't want to say blackpeoplemeet.com? You don't want to say that you pay for that shit? Because that's another thing.
Yeah, wait. Well, you know what? They didn't pay for this shit, so don't be mentioning names.
I'm sorry.
For women, you know, you can go in on a trial. But I was, you know, my wife had passed, and I was just like looking for like friends, you know what I'm saying? So I just put a page up there, and my lady reached out to me, and then like that was like the first day, just got to talking, and then that was it. And then her friend met her now husband on there a month later. And so
did those women have children though?
No, but it's a lot of men out there that don't care. Like,
but
it's
a lot of people that don't care about the well-being of children. That's the chance that I'm not.
I do understand that. Yeah, I do understand that. So I had kids, right?
I had kids.
I don't meet motherfuckers in a grocery store.
She didn't meet my kids for like three months. And we spent a lot of time together because it was important for, you know, to make sure whoever was around my child was going to actually be there. You know, I wasn't, period. My son, his mother, and now who. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't down it, like, speaking from experience.
I think it's twofold. To comment on Lake, and then I think we should go with Tiffany. But my thought is, it depends on the niggas you're attracted to and the men you're attracted to, right? Like, I know there's men around here that don't mind taking care of a woman with a child, right? Like, working, you know, like, hey, this is a partnership. This is part of your package, right? You know what I'm saying? If I need to play dad figure, I'm playing dad figure. That's what we need to do, right? That I don't think it's every man, and even if you like 50-year-old men, there's men out there that don't mind being a dad to a. You just gotta. I don't want to say change your standards, but you just gotta move outside your comfort zone a little bit and find that dude that you may not, you know, that you're not used to looking at.
Well, that's the thing. I'm trying to wait for him to buy me. Isn't that right, 7 Mile Jesus? I'm not supposed to be looking for the guy. He's supposed to come to me.
But you know what?
Like,
that Prince Charming shit is only in the movies.
I don't see anything wrong with that. Because I said, he sent me a message just saying, like, you seem intriguing. Like, it was a nice little letter. I still have it printed out. And, you know,
hey, let us see your profile picture. Back.
No, fuck that. I want to hear his 2003 Skyway pager voicemail.
He put the light skin face on.
Man, but yeah, like, I would look into it, man. There's some good men out here, man. There's every nigga. And I think with Smitty, like what he said, my lady, you know, her last dude was like a thug nigga. And I'm like, you doing this, but you fucking with your total opposite. And then she fucked with me and she was like, yeah. And I was like, yeah, you gotta, you know, some shit you just gotta outgrow as far as what you look for in a mate and really get down to what's important. Cause I know a lot of times we find ourselves accepting shit because of that person, you know, where we see a negative, you know. It's just like, be picky I'm sorry.
These dating sites just seem different now. You know, I tried for like 3 days and it got scary because it was more like solicitation, it felt like, than somebody wanting to date me. Maybe when you first did it, like, and she came on to you. So that's a whole different story, but.
Try the payments. It weeds out a lot of people.
And you guys can cash at me at You Can Call Me Lake. So I can make sure to subscribe.
Listen. If we can make turn it into content, by all means.
I am willing to expense report in.
Hey, let's do it. Shit.
Then that expense report.
We can make our profile.
You know what? We can do a show. That shit gonna be called Love with Lake.
Yes.
Copyright pending. Spinoff. Copyright pending. 8/9/2024/15 Central Time.
She can give them all nicknames like busted ass nigga.
Big toe,
jail, going to jail, nigga. Old nigga, fucked up toe, nigga.
Tiffany got to get in on this. Tiffany, y'all can go ahead and make us a profile.
It is $4.19 per week.
So, Tiffany,
she said she ain't worried about no niggas.
Tiffany, so what's your thoughts in regards to all this?
With the original question, are women over 30 that are unmarried what bitter
or broken?
Or broken? I don't think so at all. That's not been my experience. So I'm over 30, unmarried, and I have a lot of friends who are in the same boat, all highly educated, all like pretty much got their shit. We all got our shit together, make decent to very good money. I think that we live in a unique city where it's not really a lot of
slim pickings
potential.
Because what I was going to say,
it's just not a good caliber of men.
Right. It's not
Detroit.
It's very small. So like, whereas I might meet a guy, he might be dope to hang out with, dope to kick it with, but like, I would never really try to build a life with. I mean, come on, like, no. So do I think that I'm broken? Do I think that my friends are broken? No, I think that there's a certain standard that we're not necessarily getting. And the argument there would be, well, do you just change your standards? Do you come down a level And I don't really think that's the case. I don't think that I should have
to come. I'm gonna reverse that though. I guarantee you, if a man said that, y'all be like, "Well, you need to find a woman that can meet some of those criteria, right?"
Because
like,
it's been said.
You know what I'm saying? Like, men have to come down on their standards, but women don't.
Nobody has to come down on anything they don't want to come down on. Right. It's all your choice. You choose to come down, that's on you. Like, have I dated men? I full blown higher degree, and not saying that makes me any better than anyone, because that doesn't make me smarter than them or anything, right? I've dated guys that's like, struggled to get out of high school, just made it out, gave them that opportunity, and it's like, why would I want to build a life with, like,
why do females
barely
get
out of high school?
Like, I that's a question for me.
Like, is it intellect the problem? Or like, okay, what if he had a good job though? Like, what if he worked at the Ford plant or Chrysler and making money? But he barely graduated high school.
Nobody want no plant nigga. Nobody want no musty dick plant nigga. That's me.
Time out.
No, ain't no musty dick in Detroit.
If she can say musty dick,
but it ain't no musty pus. That's why.
I got you, Lake. I got you. Oh, that shit came right back around.
Hey, she said, why you living in the past? Stop bringing up old shit.
I don't think it's a problem with a guy who works at a plant, a guy who works with his hands, owns his own business, or things of that nature. But you just got to be able to, for me at least, intellectually, like, think on a higher level. And I think that oftentimes that can be lacking. I'm not saying with every guy it's lacking, because I've met some great men who just have high school diplomas. And I feel like, gosh, I gotta read more. I have to, because you are so well-read, so knowledgeable of things, but I mean, it may not just be for other reasons, husband material.
But okay, so I know you got your standards, but like, do you feel like, or not necessarily you, but other women are maybe being overly picky in what they're looking for, or not open to the opportunity, when presenting itself because of such standards?
Watch this. Go ahead, Tiffany.
Do you know how many women like we come down in our standards already? Like, I don't think what women are asking for from a man is a whole lot. Like, I don't ask for, you ain't got to buy me Gucci, Louis, Fendi. You don't have to provide all of those things. Would that be nice?
You know those names though.
Because I can afford them and I buy them for myself. Right? So I can do those things. That's not my expectation necessarily for a man. Like, I want you to be honest. I want you to care about me. I want you to effectively communicate. The things that I want, I've had a guy straight up tell me, like, you don't ask for anything. The things that you ask for, like, are all intangible, but it was hard for him to give them to me. Just be straight up about how you feel. Say what's real. Do the simple things in life. And I think that women oftentimes continuously come down, especially the older you get, you start realizing, like, because it used to be, I had height requirements to ride this ride. Then I'm like, oh, okay, you get a little older. Well, that's real superficial. Used to want a guy with no kids. I don't have kids. Okay, well, I mean, at this age, at 34, realistically, it's not a lot of guys out here in that same boat. So you still come down on the standards or the things that you're looking for in a guy. So at what point do you just have to get rid of all of your standards and just take whoever show up?
You never do that, because you have a red line of certain things you want. You don't want a nigga beating you, so you can't fuck with a nigga that's going to beat you. There's certain things like those red lines I think are important. But things like, oh, I want a nigga with good hair, or I want a nigga with like light skin or dark skin. Those are the things I think can be let go. Yeah, those type of things are okay to let go.
I also think y'all got to realize that here in the city, like, the ratio is tough. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely more women to men. So men have the opportunity to go for the superficial type of chick before he realized that's not what he wants. And then you got women out here that's real as fuck, like me and Tiffany, and that's not really what he's looking for right now. You know what I mean? He don't want the girl who's going to wear multiple wigs, but when she go to bed, she got an afro, or she gonna put her hair in pigtails, or she just gonna throw on the t-shirt and the blue jean shorts and be like, come on, let's go. Y'all go for the superficial female, where if she took all that shit off, she gonna look worse than I do.
Well, that's the type of nigga that you shouldn't want.
I mean, but what I'm saying is, it takes men a really long time for them to realize that's not the type of women that they, and we're still over here and we're living life and we're aging and we're getting better. But by the time they figure it out, it's almost too late.
Yeah.
Especially like for me and you guys, those of you who went to college, you probably still got a circle of college friends that you fuck with. You know what I mean?
You, huh?
You quote, but, you quote in the movie.
But you watch people do this thing and who they picked out of the group to marry and what she looked like and this, that, and the other. And sometimes I've had it happen to me. Like, damn, you know, while I was sitting there wasting my time talking to fucking Kelly Bundy, I could have really been building an empire with somebody who has some kind of motivation about herself. And I see you still progressing and moving on and you still doing the same thing. And it's like, well, nigga, now fuck you. You know what I mean? Like, thanks for the compliment. I appreciate it that, you know, I look good, that I'm bigger now. You know, I appreciate all that shit. But you had that opportunity then and you became less attractive now to me. You know, and it's an ongoing.
Let's hold that thought right there. Right there. So we're going to skip over all of the generalizations that you two have thrown at guys, because very seldom did I hear some men, but I heard a lot of y'all. So I want to understand this correctly before I give my rebuttal. Am I hearing that women shouldn't have to lower their standards and settle, but on the other end, it's okay for men to do so? Do y'all realize how many men settle in this country alone? Fuck Detroit, in the country they settle. You know how many good guys step up to become stepfathers and they're like, I don't have no fucking kid, but I'm gonna love this kid like it's my own. And because I'm getting older or whatever, I'm gonna pick her. When these were the same chicks in high school that was on a fucking carousel, fucking everybody and fucked their life up. And then all of a sudden when they had a kid was like, I think I want a good guy now. So that shit goes both ways. Yeah. That's not just a one-sided thing. Men settle as well. And as they get older, statistically speaking, their stock tends to rise and statistically women's stock tends to get lower. Not all of them.
What aspect? Like,
as far as desirability for men. So
physically
and financially, all of that. So yes, you do have women. I'm not going to generalize. You do have women that are successful, and as they get up, they become more successful. But statistically, we all know this, and it's not fair. Men tend to make more than women. And as they settle into their careers and they go higher, they tend to make more. Speaking, a lot of women, they may not climb as high. And then if they have kids, 9 times out of 10, when it's a split relationship, the kids get stuck with the mom. So she can't climb, and the dude can continue to go up. When he's sitting there looking like, I got all of this to offer, but I want her. And it's like, well, why don't you just find that down-ass chick? Because the down-ass chick didn't want to fucking be bothered when we was in our fucking 20s and 30s. And now she want me to step up and play stepdad in our fucking 40s and 50s. So that shit go both ways. So my question is because I heard a lot of like, y'all. And it's like, yo, that shit go both ways, though. Like, we settle a lot. Now, I didn't fucking settle, but I know a lot of my partners did. They were like, let me take that back. They don't feel like it was a settle. But on the outside looking in, a lot of people would have looked at them and said, you had everything going for it. And that's who the fuck you ended up with. So
I don't see it going that way for men. And I could be wrong because I feel like a man's pool is way different and more diverse than
you,
right?
You think?
Yeah, because I think that at 34, I might go back to 30, mess with a dude probably in his 30s, but my age range, that gap is not going to be that big. But for a man who would be in the same situation I am, 34 years old, super successful, no kids, he could go down to his early 20s. He could find a girl that's super young.
A woman can do that.
What about
the
quality, though?
You don't think women can do that?
Women can't do that.
Hold on.
Hell no.
Go ahead, Courtney.
No, go ahead, Gene.
Okay, why, if I'm 34, why would I want to deal with a 20-year-old? I'm still just looking at the outside. A 20-year-old can't offer me shit. You know what I'm saying? If I'm on some real shit, I want a woman that can be a partner.
But see, you know, but at 21, I mean, you can easily. I'm trying not to sound as horrible. I was about to sound
mold her. No, yeah, I like got I'm about time to.
You
that.
Can, you can yeah, mold, but there's here. A lot of guys that like that.
But it's a lot of yeah, guys that think like that.
You know what? That's the nigga plus, you don't want. That's the nigga that I would tell my daughter, no, I don't fuck with that nigga.
But at the same time, I mean, you don't really know that being the true intentions. You can be, he can be under the facade of that's love to me, or that's what I want because I know I can build for a future. Like. As we get older, you know, they say men age like wine. We get older, we get better, right? And it's not look as a stigma if we go down. But like women going down, I mean, the first thing they're going to say is, oh, she robbing the cradle. So
they got names for a cougar.
I mean, you're right. Like, you know. So,
I love them. And ain't no man, there ain't no man name for it.
See, there you go.
It is. It's R. Kelly.
It's typical.
Whoa, Paul, what? Well, no, R. Kelly.
We're talking about legal different. Ages.
Yeah, legal.
I think when I was 21, I dated a guy who was probably 34, 35, and he was a really good dude. But it scared me. You know, I actually been looking for him because he still seemed like a really genuine dude. But that 15 years made a difference to me. And I owned my own house. I had my own job. I was straight out of college. It could have worked, but like at 34, five, he had almost grown kids. You know what I mean? I don't have kids. Like the whole thing that he wanted from me, I wasn't prepared to have. But I see guys all the time, like you guys refusing to say, mold younger women. Mm-hmm. Like trying to date a 35-year-old dude for me is just going to age me more because he's going to drive me fucking insane. You know, I can't listen to the baby or a baby or sometimes any baby all the time. You know, I can't. Well,
some of us on this call are 35,
and we don't listen to that shit at all. But I get what you're saying. Like, I mean, anybody, you got a younger dude under you, and that's intellectually, especially since you know, statistically speaking, they say men age slower than women. I know I'm about to butcher that shit. But I can see that being like, why would I want that? And why would I have to go back and basically teach you home manners to then essentially, you know, make you an equal partner? And, you know, like you said, that could be years down the line. That's something you don't want to waste that time in trying to do. Okay,
I just think both men and women and kill a lot of the stereotypes that we have embedded in our mind as far as like, well, because he's that age, I'm gonna have to deal with this shit. Or because she got kids, I'm gonna have to deal with this. Because everyone is different. It's the generalizations that fucking kill dating for a lot of people, in my opinion.
Mr. K, my bad, man. You know, I know you've been over there chilling. So let's get you some words in here. What's your thoughts?
I don't have much thoughts. I'm sorry. That's why I've been quiet.
All right, and back to mute for you. Good Lord, Jesus Christ. I was just, you know, it was like an asshole.
I just don't have much to say about it.
But yeah, he got married, and he, like, happily married, like, out the gate, though.
Yeah, so. I mean, pretty much. He's been married since college, so.
Unicorn.
Right?
For sure, you're a unicorn. Ain't nothing wrong with that, though.
Nope.
Much respect.
No.
She just laid it on him real good one good time.
That's all it takes.
All he needed.
Throw that shit up in the air.
Turn, watch it turn. Nothing
else. Like shit.
I'm not gonna lie.
Right.
He was
that's the end of my world.
I listen to you guys talk, and I really think that this is a whole panel full of unicorns. Pause, if y'all don't want to be associated with being unicorns. Because in my experience, you don't even have this ratio of married, committed men in one room. You know, it just doesn't happen that way. And I appreciate, I give a round of applause to all four of you, you know, and even the one that's sticking to his ground. You know, Smitty ain't out here just making babies. He working on his career and doing his 1-2 and that's being serious about, yeah.
I've never even been to a Plan B clinic.
I know you bought them.
Plan B is not a clinic. It's just CBS, baby. Just
tell us what it is.
Look, I don't even know where to get it.
Well, it used to be only available at clinics.
Yeah, that's something like Summit on 6 Mile in Greenfield.
Well, I went to Southfield. Oh, like Southfield, but
you know, I had a MapQuest chart of all the Planned Parenthood.
But by the time they got in CVS, I didn't.
He realized you couldn't have a baby out your mouth, huh? Yeah, there you go.
Can I say this also in regards to the topic? The whole concept of marriage, I think that people nowadays are also toying with that idea. Is marriage, is that the goal? that's not everyone's goal anymore, right? Mm-hmm. To
I agree
get
with that.
Married and have yeah. the nuclear family and go that route. Like, especially when you're of a certain age, you may not want any children, or even if you do want a child, you're okay with co-parenting, and not because you can't necessarily get married, but because you don't want to. Like, you don't want to necessarily mess your life with someone, mess your finances and all of that. You just want to, hey, we raise this kid together, we live our own separate lives. And I think that needs to be taken into account, because oftentimes people assume that marriage is everyone's goal when it's not.
Yeah,
but you know how you get people to take that into account?
How?
Tell them at the beginning. So whenever I was, during my single years, when I was dating, I told women from jump, if we fucking, we fucking. And you know that from day one forward. But if my intention is to pursue you and to court you, I tell you, like, I date with a purpose, and my purpose is marriage. And if you're not dating with a purpose, then we don't need to interact on that level, and we can just keep it fucking. But I always let, like, everybody that I've ever dated, they'll tell you, like, no, he let me know from jump what it was about. There was no surprises. Like, oh, you want to be more serious? It was from jump. That way there was no way they could come back and be like, I was confused, or I didn't know. Mm-mm. From the beginning, I told you.
Everybody.
What about if they catch the feelings?
Then you have that discussion at that point. I'm big on communication. I may not be the best at it, but I am big on it. And the things change, people change. You get older, you mature, you might change your mind. And I'm aware of that. So my thing is, like, when that time comes, I'm open to us discussing that. But there'll never be anything of like, oh, you kept that in the back of your mind and you didn't tell me that that's what... No, we have an open communication. Like, if you change your mind, if we dating with a purpose and all of a sudden you like, hey, I changed my mind and I just want to be free, let me know that and we'll go our separate ways. But you have to communicate that, because we can't read mine. Women can't either.
And I think that's big too. I think if you communicate, just from your standpoint as a man, if you communicate your ask early and what you are looking for, then that can shape, you know, how you want that situation to go. And as far as what Tiffany said, I agree. Like, as we progress, we are living older. Like, at some point in time, being married by a certain age was what you needed to do, because A, that was how you survived, and B, I mean, you didn't live to be like 40 or 50. So, I mean, that was just the way to go a life. I mean, people are living longer, having more careers, you know, especially for women. There are more women out the home or want to be successful, have career-oriented lifestyles. And it is, you know, it's sad to say that, like, in women with the careers or in certain corporate worlds, that, you know, having a kid or, you know, having a family can be looked at as a liability. Like, it can be a deterrent from you rising above. So I think, you know, I think it's a misnomer to say that, you know, women over a certain age is broken. I mean, shit, people in general are just broken, right? Like, you got our own trials and tribulations that we go through on a daily basis that, you know, fuck with us. Whether it was how we were reared, whether it was the hurt we received in our years of dating and courtship. So I think, you know, like I said, I think it's just, you know, really a generalization to say women over the age of 30 are broken because they haven't had a long-term marriage or relationship at the age they are at. Are there some women out there that truly are? Yes. Are there some men out there? Yes. Like, people, like I said, people are just broken in general. So, thank you guys for all your thoughts on that. I'm going to go ahead and move on to our final topic. And that's going to be our word from the people today. And I wanted to ask everybody, especially everybody being on here is African-American or of the diaspora. I want to know, are Black people racist against other Black people? Or let's go with two things. Are Black people racist and are they racist against other Black people? So, Mr. K, I'm going to start off with you. Do you feel that Black people are racist against other?
I don't think they are. I think it's just there's certain type of attitudes that we get tired of, especially when you get the attitude of some people that they want to pull out the Black card on you, and they kind of you feeling like, really, you really want to go there? Like, just because, like for instance, I work at a hotel. So when there's sometimes when people are checked in, they have a problem with their bill and they want to start acting and having some attitude, it's more like, you kind of rolling your eyes. It's kind of like, you really don't need to be getting this attitude. And then especially when they see me, they want to act like, oh, okay, well, he's about to give me a refund. He's about to give me this. Because if he don't, then I'm going to keep on acting up and acting crazy. And it's just like, you just get tired of it. You don't really need it. And you kind of try to calm them down. It's tiring, that's all. I think it's just tiring that when certain people act a certain way, especially toward you, especially when you're like, I'm black, man. Why are you trying to pull that card on me? Trying to act like I'm just anybody on the street.
Okay, good thought. Tiffany, thoughts? Do you think black people are racist, and do you think black people are racist against each other?
By definition, I'll go that route. By definition, I don't think black people can be racist. Can be racist. Because from my understanding, racism only exists like when one group has power influence over it, or like systematically, you're involved in a system that systematically like rewards whiteness, right? So no, can they be prejudiced? Sure, but that's just really just a change in terminology. I think that you could be prejudiced against anyone that you feel a certain way about, and I don't think that it necessarily has to boil down to a color, because I don't like loud music at 3 o'clock in the morning, but I'm not saying, hey, it's just those niggas that's over there. It could be a group of white kids doing it too. It's just, I don't like certain behavior and I don't like those things. So it doesn't necessarily mean your color is the reason why I have an issue.
Well, do we not like do small kind of like discriminations between light and dark, right? Like that's been a thing, right? In the, you know, that the brown paper bag test, right?
And colorism.
Huh? Yeah. Like, could that be considered kind of interclass racism, right? Like, you know, with the idea that, you know, I prefer a light skinned person, or I prefer a dark skinned person, or you too dark, so I'm not gonna fuck with you, or whatever it is, right? Like, you know, we do that, you know, like there used to be a time when preferred that, like, the whiter you, the closer to white you were, the better you were. I disagree with Tiffany, but I agree with kind of what she said. But I've been reading this book, and it's kind of enlightened me a little bit that we can be racist. It's just a mindset, right? Like it doesn't have to be like a power thing. It just could be the fact is that I think I'm better than you just because of who I am, right? Like as a black person, I'm better than everybody else, right? That can be considered a racist thought overall, right? So I think that interclass racism does exist. I think that we, you know, if a person is a certain demeanor or whatnot, we make all kind of jokes about them. We make jokes against like lighter skinned people, but not as bad as we make against darker skinned people. We have way more dark skinned jokes than we have light skinned jokes, right? Like it's just
I got a pretty pretty lengthy arsenal of light skinned
jokes. Yeah. You got a pretty lengthy arsenal of light skinned jokes. But
this is a person that came that has been a victim of dark skinned jokes, right? Yeah. Like I've heard them. Now, I've been told lay down on the road and smile. That's how we pay the street.
I've had my own share of like darker skinned jokes. So I've been guilty of it, right? Like I used to only be attracted to lighter skinned, fair skinned women. Right, with long, pretty, flowing hair, you know. What?
We can tell. Did somebody say bitches? We know. We already knew that. You didn't have to say.
Did somebody say bitches? You know, I got. Never mind. Let me not.
So, I mean, I don't have a like right now. Like, so I'm gonna tell you this. I'm gonna tell you the statement, and it didn't make sense to me until I got older. And it's gonna sound very vulgar, but I don't really. That pussy ain't got no face. My uncle told me that, huh?
It don't.
Yeah. My uncle got two lips. And I didn't realize that until I was over 30. Like, I really didn't. Like, I always, like, she ain't cute enough. And her nose big. I'm like, well, like, my uncle's like, don't she got a pussy? Like you don't know what you gonna find when you open the key box, right?
Horrible at advice.
That like, is, yeah. I mean,
fuck who the person, who the girl is, like who she is as a person.
At a certain age, I live by, you know, if you in
I'm
the gym. Saying,
but like, no, it's not the thing about the pussy in the thing of fucking everybody. That's not what I'm saying. Like, if you look at it from a overall perspective, he's saying like, don't judge the what woman based on what she looks like.
Why not?
Because you miss out on good things.
Or
you get somebody
you can fuck yourself over. Because my philosophy was always, pussy ain't got no face, but what come out of that motherfucker might, you may not like what it look like. You fuck with the wrong chick. So I can't be fucking with no ugly one.
God damn.
Are you referring to the children?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, nobody want an ugly child.
I call kids ugly.
Hey, listen, you know how you know you got an ugly child? Is when somebody comes to talk to your baby, you be like, oh, that baby is cute as he want to be. That's how you know your child is ugly. Or if that baby's like, oh, that's such a pretty blankie. Where you get that blanket from? That mean your child ugly. So
that's a fact.
Sorry, I digress. Go ahead. Who we on? I had to step away.
That's a cute fit that baby got on.
Right? Who we on? So, Keenan, what's your thoughts?
Yes, I think black folks can be racist.
This Al, be sure ass nigga. Oh yeah, I guess I just proved that, huh?
is that one of them light skin jokes, nigga?
I got a plethora of them. Oh my God. I love you, man. You my brother.
Yeah.
I used to go around calling my brother white boy because he used to call me dark. And then we used to have a kid and play battle because I was always play because I was dark skinned. He was always kid because he was light skinned. Colorism, man. Shit, it's real. All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, black folks can be racist. I mean, I dig what Tiffany was saying about it being systematically, you know, racism. But I just feel like it's a mindset, like Smitty was saying. You know, like it's some black folks that's racist, hate white folks. You know what I'm saying? I mean, my whole thing is just leave them alone. If you hate them, you know, don't do nothing to hold them back. Don't do bullshit. Just feel how you feel and leave it at that. And what was the other question? What was the two part?
No, it was just whether or not you feel like black people can be racist against other black people, or racism in this, like, can black people be racist in their sales?
Oh, for sure. For sure. My grandma, my aunt, man, look here, you know, they from a different generation, different time. And, you know, one's dark, one's light. And when I tell you to see that shit is like looking at some old spiritual ass movie with humming. Like, I'd be like, dog, like they really color struck. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, definitely.
Yes. Yeah. But that's deep rooted shit. You know what I'm saying? That was put into us. But yeah.
Mad, yeah. What's your thoughts? Unmute, nigga.
All right. I do believe that I don't think black people themselves, that's because of the definition of what racism is. I do believe that blacks can be racist just like any other race can. And maybe somebody can enlighten me, but I haven't seen the definition of racism or racist, whether it's a newer definition or even looking at the etymology of the word, to where it has anything to do with
power. Hold on real quick. I'm sorry. I got to interrupt you. This nigga used etymology. You smart nigga. Damn. That's that education. That's what that student loan debt for. This nigga, you
right, right.
That's the word of the day. Jesus Christ.
But I'm sorry. I've never seen where it says anything about like you can only be racist if you got power over the people you racist towards. I believe that comes from a more, I guess, quote unquote woke crowd that like created that. But I'm like, I've never heard that being the actual definition. It's like I can't be racist because I ain't got no power over you. Like racism is.
Well, I mean, I can read the definition if you would like.
Oh, go ahead.
It says the prejudice, discrimination, or antagonism directed against a person or people on the basis of their membership of a particular racial or ethnic group, typically one that is a minority or marginalized.
Okay. So technically, depending on the area you're in, we could be racist towards the white people in Detroit and Corktown, right? Because they're the minority in the city. So I still don't. Am I missing it? Somebody let me know if I'm missing where the power comes into play.
Like maybe the marginalized is where the power comes into play. Like those, okay. Those are usually disenfranchised when you go to marginalized. So those who have a low social economic status or purchasing power, you know, wealth annuity that makes a systematic or a broad stroking change because of that. So, I mean, I guess that's where people come in. We're saying, well, Black people as a whole don't have a power in regards to where they can be racist enough to make systematic change, because they're typically is the marginalized group.
Systematic change on what level, though? See, because I mean, there's different levels for everything.
It is.
So, like, we run Atlanta, right? For the most part, Black people run Atlanta.
Do we run Atlanta, or we highly occupy Atlanta? Is Atlanta now
occupied?
I mean, I don't know if we run Atlanta so much as we spend a lot more money there and we live there. But, like, I mean, you know, does, you know, the Fortune 500 companies?
That's what I'm saying.
Like
on that's what I'm saying. On what level? Because at different levels, you do have some, like, there's no way you can say you have zero power to do anything in your area. Like, so on some level, you have some bit of power and you can display your discrimination, a member of another race.
Or the same race, because we're talking about Black people on Black people.
Yeah, so. I don't see how you can do it against your own race.
I mean, though, you can marginalize, you know, like.
But is that racism?
Nah,
or is that discrimination?
I mean, it's more
or is
so
that
prejudice?
Those are like, yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Is it racism or is it you know?
Well, being prejudiced? Let's do this right. Like, we all agree that it's based on like what has been identified as race, right? Mm-hmm. Right. Like, so we all agree there, right?
Right.
I can't, like, you telling me that if I don't like these Black people over here, I'm not being racist. It's based on their race, right? Like,
but you are of that race.
But you are of that race.
Huh?
But you are of that race.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't say you have to be a member of that race. It just says that, it's based on somebody's racial identification, right? So if I don't like Black people because they're poor, I'm being racist against Black people. Although I'm Black, it doesn't say I don't have the right to, I don't have the same reason to be racist.
That's
like
different,
white folks,
though, because we base it on two different things. But you rock with Black people that got money. White people that are racist don't give a fuck if you poor, rich, them or not. It's your race.
I know. I'm just saying. It doesn't.
There's some white folks that won't fuck with trailer park trash, you know, rednecks. You know,
yeah, but that don't make them racist.
That's not racist, though.
But I mean, that's inside your own race, though. That's like a group.
To be racist, you would have to it's against that whole race, not the classes that are in that race.
But
it's
in terms of this conversation, mm-hmm. if you use the word racism, discrimination, or prejudiceness, however mm-hmm. you want to identify to answer the question, mm-hmm. do you believe that Black people can have some kind of issue where they don't fuck with other Black people?
Yeah, I just don't think it's racism. I think it's classism.
Okay, so what's your outlook on classism?
I mean, it's fucked up, but it's there. I was answering the question based on how it was written, and I'm like, based, you know, looking at the definition, I can't say that that's racism. But yeah, we all practice classism. We all do. To a certain extent, we all do. Mm-hmm. Tiffany, you ain't dating some, you know, broke nigga that ain't really got shit to offer, right? Lake, you ain't dating no musty dick nigga in the plant. Like, on some level, we all practice that shit, right?
Right.
I wouldn't date a stripper when I was single. I'd fuck one. I wouldn't date one.
I'm
kind of looking down on their you know what I'm saying?
They're not real people.
And so we all practice it.
The host of the show has been removed from the show.
Fuck y'all feelings. I'm out.
Right. Fuck it.
No stripper was harmed in the making of this podcast. I apologize for my statement. I was joking. Strippers are real people. They need love too.
Well, one of the things in terms of racism, I think when you're dealing in business, and I am an entrepreneur, and what I find is that, like, some Black people refuse to buy things from other Black people based on the fact that they're Black. You know, they honestly believe that services, Smitty being one of them, you one of those people.
Yes.
Can I fire him being an ass?
Sure can. Smitty, bye.
I've tried to do stuff with Black people, though. They always fuck me over, though.
And I think that you just explain that racism in that way. You know, you believe that Black people fuck you over when you are trying to patronize their business. I believe differently, and I am part of the culture that's trying to build and promote Black businesses, because we're all not out here giving bad service. But there has been a stigma that even if I sell liquor, you don't want to even come to my liquor store and get it from me, even though I can, my attitude's fucked up. But the attitude at the fucking Arab guy's fucked up too. Like, his shit ain't no better than my attitude. His lottery girl ain't no better than my lottery girl. But for some reason, we tend to think that we won't fuck with our people based on that attitude. You know, and I know people get treated and spoken to just off the cuffs, unacceptably, like they was the bottom of the dirt, and they would go back and still spend their money there. You know, so for me, I'm always looking at the business aspect. And one of the things I like to do is to try to put it out there to let you people know, like you Uncle Ruckus ass motherfuckers know,
you people,
that we all ain't out here giving bad services. We not. Man, I don't know what that face is.
Professional. You said you people.
Yeah,
you black people. Ass Barry. So my second part is
the inner class racism.
Oh, dark ass motherfuckers.
Jesus Christ.
The tough crowd.
No dark people would harm them to make it.
That's my segue into like the color. Like I have, my mom is extremely light skinned, you know, and when she was growing up, she was told that she was white, you know, because she's just that light. And then I see the same thing on the other spectrum when you're extremely dark. You know what I'm saying? Black people are constantly trying to separate and have some kind of battle between light skin and dark skin. And it's funny because, like, when I was a kid, people would refer to me as light. And then as I got older, I got darker, and they started to refer to me as chocolate. And I got offended because I don't know when I became chocolate, like when I shifted from caramel latte to a mocha latte. And for a while, it like disturbed me. And I was wondering if it's something inside myself that I haven't, you know. But we're constantly at war, especially when it comes to skin color within each other. Fuck Starbucks. Go to the Narrowway Cafe. Oh, I can't. Oh, shit. Sorry, bleep that out.
So thank y'all, everybody. I'm about to go ahead and end this up. I appreciate all your thoughts on all these amazing topics and staying a little longer. I know we got started a little later, but I appreciate y'all. Go ahead, real quick, Keenan, get your spiel, and then Lake.
All right, I want everybody to go over to Sky Edibles on IG and Facebook. Been cooking for about 5-6 days so far. I got some tremendous shit going on. Take a look. Sky Edibles, Sky_Edibles at IG, Sky Edibles on Facebook. You mentioned fuck your feelings, you get 20% off your order.
You light skinned niggas can't do nothing on time, right? You pretty motherfucker. All right, late
colorism.
I wish he would make up his mind. How much do you get off? Shit, he's a.
It's gonna fluctuate. It's gonna fluctuate.
What's the market? How much stuff he got?
I guess am I doing a spill for Sky Edibles?
No, I thought you had something coming up.
I do, but by the time this shit air, it won't make a difference. They're going to be 2 weeks late.
Probably, but it'll still be out there.
I want y'all to check me out live with Lake. I'm going to get some interviews in with some local Detroit proprietors. I want to bring those faces to you guys so you won't have discrimination against your own people. And you know that the people that you spend your money with, we are the people that support you. We're going to come to your weddings. We're going to buy gifts for your babies. We're going to visit you at the hospital. So I want you to subscribe to my YouTube channel, Live with Lake Butler, or you can catch me on IG or Instagram, Live with Lake, so you can see these faces of these wonderful proprietors like the ones I'm doing this show with right now.
Thank you. And then, Mr. Cat, real quick.
Valor Clothing Store, valorclothingstore.com. Check out for your latest apparel. You got some hot new shirts. I just got some last week, the black and gold. And then you also threw in a face mask as well. So I'm advertising.
All right. Thank you, guys. So thank you, everybody, for being on the show. As always, you can hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook at @fuck_yo_feelings. Please leave comments. If you got any topic ideas, hit us up. You can also email us if you want us to read your email on the show. You can hit us up at thepodcast.fyf@gmail.com. Thank you again, everybody, for being on the show. Love y'all. Stay up. And as always, fuck your feelings.